Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead míle fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fuaram an áth. Kia ora tena koutou te whanganui a tara. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here, lovely to be back, bringing the show to you today. We also have the amazing Marion doing all the support, fantastic, who actually does the real work behind the scenes, to be honest. I think definitely deserves a mention there. So sit back, relax, and hope you enjoy the show. So someone said to me there, if you had to start watching the Harry Potter movies last Sunday and watch each one of them, would be at Christmas Eve by the time you finish the end of them. That's how close we are to the main event. But I think I said before, so much work to gonna get done between now and then that I can't quite anchor myself into Christmas. But it's nearly upon us. It's next month. And there'll be some good Christmas shows on the run up to the main event. So you can watch out for them. We're at the end of the Rugby World Cup. Sad times, isn't it? But, you know, I actually enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it for numbers of reasons. There was more good games than there was bad. Plenty of controversy, plenty of things kind of going on. Would have been nice to have seen the All Blacks kind of make it through to the end and win the whole thing, purely for keeping everyone happy that we all have to work with and stopping all the nonsense around referees, etc., etc. But it is what it is. And you know what? We just have to sit back and look at how well the team did, how they inspired a nation, and how they brought us all together for what seemed like a good couple of months worth of quality rugby. And I will forever be grateful for that because I'm a big rugby fan. But what does deserve a special mention is the women's rugby. So last week, I think it was, they competed in the World 15 Division 3, whichever kind of slot they qualified for, and they got through to the final and they beat Spain. So they ended up the champions of World 15. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. It was hard fought. I think within the first minute, our co-captain got sin-binned, sent off, not fully, but yellow carded for a head-on-head clash, which I think is the theme of any rugby game these days. Spain rallied and got into a 10-0 lead. And I don't think it was until the 60th minute that Niamh Jones got the first try. Kept it going, and then 6 minutes from time, I think, got a second try, which kind of took us into the lead. So it was a hard-fought win, but well done to all the girls there at the Women's Rugby for Ireland. And we look forward to seeing them in World 15 Division 2 or whatever the kind of next step is for them. But all the best for that. And we've got kind of plenty of other good stuff to look forward to. The URC is back onto TV. So, yeah, and Six Nations just around the corner. My God, things come around pretty quickly, don't they? So what I want to do is to go and play a song from one of my favourite trad rock Irish bands, which is a great term, sounds pretty cool. The Mary Wallopers have just announced their new album, which I think probably came out beginning of October, to mark the release of this album. They're releasing one of the tunes off it. I think they had released a couple of tunes off it previously, but this is now album's out, and this one is called Wexford. The song was originally written by a guy called Pecker Dunn, who I think was from County Mayo and used to travel around as a bit of a musician playing for different bands, had ended up kind of playing in Dublin and the UK, and even as a backing musician for the Dubliners when they played in New York. But this song has been widely received quite positively. This is Wexford by the Mary Wallopers.
Family lived in Wexford town, stopped travelling and settled down. Me father kept a horse and cart, though we lived within the town. The people there misunderstood, did not know our ways. So with horse and cart, back on the road, I began my travelling days. My father was called the Fiddler Don. Now I'm a fiddler too. Although I often felt his fist, he taught me all he knew. I know I'll never be as good, yet I feel no shame for the other things my father taught. I'm proud to bear its name. He taught me pride and how to live, though the road is hard and long, and how a man will never starve with a banjo, fiddle or song. How to fight for what I own and what I feel is right, and how to camp beside a ditch on a stormy winter's night. Oh, times were good and times were bad, and people cruel and kind. What I learned from people then has stayed within my mind. I'll honor friends with all me heart, do it for them all I can. But I learned to go the road again, where they scorn the traveling man. Wexford is a town I like, but the travelling man is scorned. But you must feel affection for the town that you come from. I know one day that I'll go back when me travelling days are done. People will begin to wonder whatever happened to the pecker.
Now, if you're out and about in Christchurch today, keep your eyes open. You might see a little band of bleary-eyed musicians who probably would have played a concert there last night. It would be Andrea, Sharon, Caroline and Jim. Probably quite a well-known band. They've sold about 40 million albums worldwide, 2 million in Australia and New Zealand. They've just come back for a tour of the country. It is, of course, The Course. They said before coming back, they are delighted to be returning to New Zealand. It's a dream come true. Well, to the Core family, it's a dream for us too. So for all you lot today, here is The Course with Runaway.
Tell me you feel it too.
Great stuff. Next up, we have an Irish singer. Surprise, surprise. He's also a television presenter. He's a philanthropist. And he's coming back to New Zealand. He's someone who's sold millions of records. He has hordes of adoring fans. I'm sure some of you listen to the show yourself. He has a dedicated museum. And he also has the best hair in the business. I think I'm giving away all the significant clues here, aren't I? But I didn't know this. This is an amazing fact. He's the only artist in the world who has had a hit UK album in the charts every year since 1988. Since the time of the Dublin Millennium Celebrations. I know, which I feel really old thinking about it now. I think, what have I achieved in my life since 1988? It would have been 9 at the time. I definitely have not had a top 100 album in the UK charts every year since then. So it's an amazing achievement. It's been 40 years since the man from County Donegal has put his first record out, and he has gone from strength to strength. It is, of course, Daniel Francis Noel O'Donnell. You know him as Daniel O'Donnell. So the man is coming back to New Zealand. He will be delivering one of his wonderful shows full of the Irish standards, I'm sure, and some classics, pulling out all the greats from his classic popular music songbook. And with all these tours, I'm sure there'll be a sellout. Now, Teddy, you go and I wouldn't thought I'd be saying this 20 years ago, but go on Daniel O'Donnell's website and check out his tour list. That man works. He is everywhere. And he's gone from Ohio to Fort Lauderdale, back to the UK, to Germany, all around the world, and then over to Aotearoa, probably via Australia. So he's got a few shows on. It's going to be next year, so plenty of time to get it in the diary. Let me look at his tour list. He will be Wednesday the 21st of February. He's going to be up in Auckland at the Civic Theatre. Then he's going to bounce all the way down on Friday the 23rd to Invercargill to the Civic Theatre. Then he's coming back up to Palmerston North to the Regent Theatre. So that's probably the closest one that we'll get him in here. And he's heading down to Christchurch. First of all, whoever does his tour management, I don't think really understands where all these places is in New Zealand. So his carbon credits need a little bit of work. But do you reckon if you reached out to him, he might kind of pop in here if he's got a bit of time in between the show? It'd be great to get Daniel O'Donnell on, wouldn't it? I can't get any tips on hair treatment, but I can sit there and bask in his glory. Definitely going to get the dates in the diary. The old Queen Mum's kind of favourite, I believe. I wonder if he'll sign a couple of CDs for you as well. But this is off his latest album, which is going quite well on the charts. Top 100, no doubt. This is Daniel O'Donnell with How Lucky I Must Be.
Made me stop and made me say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance that I might see. Pretty flowers all around, a butterfly that makes no sound. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be. Rambling roses round the door, I could ask for nothing more. Home that's filled with laughter and with love. The warm sunshine upon my face, sweet memories time can't erase. No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be. Summer's night, the one you love right by your side, sharing all your hopes and all your dreams. And in the distance, far away, an eagle cries, it seems to say, Look at me, I'm wild and free. How lucky I must be. Rambling roses round the door. I could ask for nothing more. Home that's filled with laughter and with love. The warm sunshine upon my face. Sweet memories time can't erase. No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be. Everywhere I look today made me stop and made me say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance that I might see. Pretty flowers all around, butterfly that makes no sound. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be. That's when I stop and tell myself how lucky I must be.
Now, just a couple of things that are coming up for the calendar. There's a man returning to New Zealand who I've actually been likened to various times. And I kind of start to wonder which similarities are they drawing. I'm not really funny. A little bit. I've not been on TV. So what are the other two character traits that I share with Darrow O'Brien, I wonder? And maybe if you see my picture up on the Facebook page later on at some point, you'll see exactly the characteristics that are being drawn or the comparisons. Darrow O'Brien is coming back to Wellington. He's going to be playing at the St. James's Theatre on November the 23rd at 8 p.m. He's doing his So Where Were We show. That's the title of it. So, Where Were We? He's done about 150 plus of these shows in the UK, Ireland, Europe and Canada. They've all been a sellout, apparently. It's won the Chortle Comedy Award, UK Comedy Tour of the Year Award. And it brings all the elements of the shows that made Darrow one of the leading international stand-ups. Beautifully crafted routines, hundreds of funny lines, and of course, his trademark lightning-fast, improvisational crowd work, which I know he's great at. The Times said probably the best, certainly the most memorable from a consistently winning career. That's a good laud kind of put upon the man. At its heart, though, is a story which is touching, moving, and hilarious about the revelation of a huge family secret and the search for its origins. It's the richest and most affecting show he's ever done, as well as being full of guaranteed belly laughs with what he has made famous with his name. So, yeah, he's very funny. I've seen him before, seen him in the UK. Can't remember where I've seen him here or not, but I've definitely seen him a couple of times. You'll know him from Mock of the Week. He's been there for about 17 years. He's on an Irish version of The Panel. He is also the greatest point scorer in the history of Channel 4's Taskmaster, which he is very clever, so I'm kind of not surprised by that. So he's backing up this tour with kind of some of his other sellout tours he's done over the past few years. But be sure to go and check him out. I think there's still some tickets available, so get online and search them out. So other things coming up, Sunday the 19th of November, if you're partial to a glass of vino, which you know a few people in our radio station are, myself included, you've got a Toast of Martinborough to go and check out. Get in early is my only advice, because by midday it gets a little bit busy and you might not get to the favourite kind of vineyards or the wines that you're after. But also go check Hutt Valley Irish Society and the Wellington Irish Society in terms of what's kind of coming up. We're getting closer to Christmas, and I know those guys tend to have some pretty good events kind of coming up. Not sure if the Wellington Irish Society might be doing their usual late toy show screening, which they often do, and maybe a visit by Santa. I think I saw that somewhere, but worth kind of checking out their webpages to get the latest on what's happened there. So also keep your eye on the various webpages and online content for Friends of Ireland and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. As always, stay safe. We'll catch you next time around for myself and Marion and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat, agus gurm agus, má te wá. We're going to play out a couple of songs. The first one here is the Dubliners, Dirty Old Town.
Next song is also, this is very peculiar, a love song written to a place, not to a woman, but to a place. The place is outside of Manchester, called Salford. And it's called Dirty Old Town.
Yeah.
Now this song has got a very simple and very easy, gentle chorus. And if you know it, let's hear you sing. We've heard you shouting enough, so now let's hear you sing, okay? Okay, you'll do that, fellas.
I know you will.
I met my love by the gasworks cross. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the door. Saw a train set the night on fire. I smelled the spring on the smoke.
So well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding through the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.